Oliver Chris, for the benefit of those who haven't seen the show or are about to, could you give a spoiler-free synopsis of 112 Governors?
Yeah, well, it's one of those farces that the plot's completely incomprehensible. It's basically I don't even know where to start. Okay, so it's
we should
about...
point out that Oliver's just done a Wednesday matinee, and now I'm talking to him in between doing it. One show, about to do another.
Although, in fairness, having just done the show, I should probably know what it's actually about. Yeah. But basically, there are two lovers who the daughter of an East End gangster, the sister of an East End gangster, and her boyfriend, who's a posh kind of toff, who's me, and they have killed her brother by accident on purpose, and now they're on the run in Brighton, but they've gone on the run separately, and the sister has gone to Brighton disguised as a man, and she has employed the services of a one-time skiffle band player, Francis Henschel, that's James Corden, and then I arrive in Brighton waiting for a letter from my lover on the run, and I employ a one-time skiffle band player, who's James Corden, and the two lovers are desperately trying to meet up, and the Francis Henschel, the skiffle band player, is definitely trying to keep us apart, and that's where it all comes from.
Yeah.
How's that? Was that?
That was brilliant.
And there's a load more stuff, but that's pretty much about as that's about as clear as I can be.
And it's based on the play Servant of Two Masters.
Yeah, Goldoni.
Yeah, but I haven't read the play, so this will be enlightening for both me and for those listening. It's basically just the premise that you've taken from that.
It's actually alarmingly faithful to the play. I mean, we've had some rewrites since we came into the West End, so it's changed slightly.
Okay.
So the second half has changed slightly. But certainly before we did the changes, almost everything happened in exactly the same way and exactly the same structure as it does in the Goldoni. The only difference is we've updated it to 1963 Brighton instead of, you know, just whatever it is, 1730s or 17... I don't know when it is, actually, 1740s or whatever. 1700s, Italy. And obviously, you know, and all the kind of comedy that comes with British archetypes instead of Italian commedia dell'arte archetypes. Yeah. There you go. That's about as intelligent as
One of the things in the programme is one of the pictures of... Oh, I'm going to forget her name now. Barbara Windsor.
Oh, yeah.
From Carry On Films. That kind of slapstick.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
It's this really like... 200 years of British comedy shoehorned into 2 hours. I mean, there's references to everything. There's a lot of slam door farce, there's a lot of slapstick, there's a lot of satire, there's a lot of silliness, we've got a few knob gags, the whole thing's great.
Being part of London's most talked about show, it's sort of this hype around
it. Yes, darling, it's such a talk.
How much of that sort of hype and excitement filters down through